Welcome to the UpLife podcast, moderated by Quan and Simon. We are entrepreneurs living in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and we created mobile apps on Play Store and App Store. Our winning product is Ling Learn Languages. Today, we would like to talk about our onboarding process. So, last few episodes, we've been talking about interview, hiring, and so on. So today we would like to talk about what happens after we decided to hire someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, as Quan said, the hiring process we already covered, and then after that we have to send a contract, but then we discovered that basically always, most of the time, the same thing happens when we onboard something new, someone new. So we have to send them an email, we have to give them access. And so we decided to create a document where an admin can just do the step-by-step instructions and then send out a welcome email, and that really makes it easier for us, so that we don't have to think about it over again when we hire more employees, and hopefully we hire more and more in the future. So as it gets, of course, it doesn't probably make sense if there are only one or two employees, and maybe you hire the next one in 1 year or something, then doesn't make sense to create it. But if it gets a little bit more, if you start growing, it gets more frequent, then I think it makes sense to create an SOP for onboarding.
Yeah, and so before we go through an onboarding process, I would like to talk about a similar contract, because we have two companies, and yeah, it's easier, I think, in terms of hiring foreigners in Thailand, because we will hire them then through our Hong Kong company. And if they pass a probation time, then we will just trigger the employment process for Thai company. In this way, we can save a lot of costs, because once we start the employment process for foreigner in Thailand, it costs a lot. And in this way, we already know how the people, how the new people performance.
And so then, you mean you don't, if we hire a foreigner, we first offer them a freelance contract.
Yes, yeah. We are a Hong Kong company, and then we can see the performance. And if everything good, we want to continue, then we will kick off the employment process in Thai company.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's probably a very special arrangement. But I wonder if normally you could also probably do that, right? Like if you have a normal company, maybe in Thailand or in another country, to just offer always a freelance contract first if the employee is happy with that. Though, I mean, yeah, normally, I mean, you have also a probation period, so then that's the way to do it usually. But then for foreigners, it's just in Thailand, it's just a very long procedure. It goes before before you actually do an employment. So if, say, the employee doesn't pass the probation period, you still had already organized everything for him, like the visa and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
yeah,
that's maybe also special in Thailand. Probably other countries are also a little easier.
So yeah, and then after we send out, we have different contracts type, like the similar solutions and similar labs contract. After we send that contract and get it signed, we will send out the welcome email, which includes a lot of information such as login, new email address, which tools we are using, where they can log in, and then some information about our communication best practice and so on. Yeah,
maybe go a little bit into detail, because that's the core thing. So yeah, the the access. So first, before we send out that email, the person who does the onboarding will go really step by step, create the accounts that we need, and that depends on the role of the job role. So a developer needs access to, for example, the Git and some databases, and so we list all of that. So and tell or list also like, okay, which is this one is for this job role, this one is for this job role, and so because before that I also spent a lot of time because always new employees, we forgot some account to add them, and then they just gradually tickled them some requests. Okay, please give me access to this and this and this. And if they already have access and we sent them exactly, okay, you need this access, they also have the chance to actually check out the tool, and so they even know about that. Otherwise, maybe they spent like 2 or 3 months and they might not know about a tool that other people use regularly. And so that's really good to have a list like that. So that's the one thing. And then and what's also important is that we use a tool, we sign them up to our HR tool, and right now we use a free tool, and that's pretty nice for a small business because it's free. It's called hr.my. So Quan discovered that back then, I think, a long time ago, and we just use that for tracking leave, so that employees can if they are on holidays, submit leaves, and we can put in the leave days for each year, and cover the public holidays and also sick leaves. And then someone, if you want to do it yourself to for example approve all of that, or you can also let that be done by someone else, by an admin. So yeah, that's a really cool tool we recommend.
Yeah, I remember when we first started up, we don't really have this tracking, so like our freelance just work continuously, and then we don't know, okay, which one is the holiday, which not, and with this tool, so everyone are aligned that there will be like, let's say, 18 days of public holidays, and if the government say anything else, we come up, we just say then no, their master plan is on HR.ny. Yeah, and everybody can see how many days they have left and so on. So I think it's quite convenient if you have to manage several employees.
Is there anything you're missing actually in this tool, or is it just perfect right now for us?
So what I actually wanted to have, so they already have some like also payroll and stuff, so you can add like, okay, starting time, starting date, and the salary, and then when you increase salary, so you can add it, but I didn't really explore the payroll system there because I would like to send let's say salary received every month to everybody, that they know, okay, how much they pay for social security this month and how much is their their tax. So I think it would be benefit if they can go log in and then can see all every month how much it is. Yeah,
okay,
which we are not doing it right now unless someone requests to see why they have this salary this month.
So so maybe that's possible, but we haven't really discovered right. Who knows if it's really possible with the taxes and all that, because you have to customize a lot. But yeah, I mean, for it's free, totally free. It's like an open source thing, and I think for that it really gives a lot of value. I think it has some advertisement there, but I think it doesn't really, it's not really too bad. If look and feel is a little bit old and stuff, but I mean, in the end, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, so we can definitely I mean, we know why we give a certain amount of each employee, but if employee may want to see, okay, I want the exact explanation of each month.
After, you mean after taxes and social security? Okay.
So they, I think it's normal in Germany that I always get these printing documents.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then see how much I pay for each month. It's just
Germany is a little different though.
Yeah.
It's more formalized.
Unless someone requests, but in Thailand, I think mostly if you need it, if you want to buy like properties or car or want to do some funding from the bank, but normally they will just go and see if in your bank account there will be, like in Thailand at least, there will be a code which is say salary. Then I think that would be enough most of the time.
No, I mean often they, well, not often, but sometimes they ask me or you probably can you for that bank create a sheet, and we have a template for that, not a sheet, like a paper document with which we have to sign, and that's not, we just use a template, this person earning that much for so many months, that's basically it, and that usually is enough. We never get any problem with that, so I think we don't need to really create this every month right now. Anyway, so that's one of the things that we add them to our HR system, and also what I would recommend is tell them to have a photo and in their chat system, for in, we use Slack for chat, so that they add a photo there and in Trello, so that otherwise you just have a lot of anonymous. It's just easier to see the employees, and that's just a good way to tell them directly, so you don't have to do that later. And also what we do, that what I think is really cool, is that we added some instructions for our communication best practices, and then we also sent us to them so that they can check that out. So for example, just like, because we are remote, and that's very important, partly at least we work remotely, and that's really important, we expect you to be available on that time on Slack, and and that you should check your Trello notifications, and there's actually a longer list of things that that are contribute to a good and effective communication, so that's also a good way to introduce them to that. Yes, and then I think that's the list that you have to send, and then there are just a few organizational things that we also have to do. Of course, we have to give them a laptop, and we have to give them maybe a test phone, at least that they know where the test phones are, and so we add the employees in the list, in our list, so that we put name and email address and all that in a list, so that we have all their contact, and also the same for the freelancers. And then we also provide them, and after we provide them a laptop, we also put that in the list, so we know the inventory of the employees.
Yeah, and the laptops need to be clean every year.
So yeah, that's one of the things too, like the maintenance of the laptops, and also. Yeah, we have some additional guides how to set up a laptop for the developer mainly, because a marketer or something, they don't really have to have any special things. A developer is a little bit more complex. Yeah, but I think that is it for the onboarding. And then we realized that after freelancers or also employees left, often they just hang in the systems. I mean, they just have access like for years after that, which is okay if they still work part time. But then sometimes it just doesn't make sense to have like years old employees there. That's why we also in the end created also an offboarding guide, where one important thing is to remove all these accounts and clean it.
Yeah, get some devices back.
Ah, exactly that. And then track the laptop and make sure the laptop is fine. And also important, what we added is an offboarding or exiting interview to ask the employees if they left on their own account. Why they left, and what even if they just left because move on to something else, and they were totally happy, it's always good to ask for feedback and see, okay, was there any reason, what is there anything we can do better in the future with anything. And so we have some a couple of questions there to lead that, so that anyone can just lead that interview and create the feedback out of it.
Yeah. That sounds more professional than 4 years ago. And yeah, if you like it or you have any suggestions, comment, please comment below. Thanks. Bye.